I'm Rob Hamilton, KMRV Metro West News, brought to you by the generous support of Wengel Protective Services on 1021 The River. The O'Fallon Planning and Zoning Commission approved a project on January the 2nd to build a solar farm on land currently owned by the Lutheran Church Extension in St. Louis, with the condition that MasterCard and the contractor BioStar Renewables meet with local residents to address concerns. A meeting with the Kingsgate HOA took place on January the 21st, where residents raised worries about views and property values. However, BioStar Renewables emphasized that the dense tree line along a nearby creek would act as a natural barrier, providing better screening in the new plantings. The site will feature grass, turf, fixed solar panels, and improved drainage. Construction is expected to take several years, with completion anticipated around late 2026 or early 2027. An O'Fallon woman is facing charges after allegedly filing a false police report that led to an Amber Alert in late November of last year. Yajaira Molina Yat claimed that she and her two children were abducted during a rideshare trip, but later investigations revealed that she was not in any danger after claiming to be held against her will and providing misleading information about her location. Molina Yat and her children were eventually found safe in Corpus Christi, Texas. Further evidence, including videos showing her in no danger during the trip, led to charges for filing a false report and implicating others. Missouri's new minimum wage law, which was approved by voters last November and gradually raises the wage to $15 an hour by 2026 with required paid sick leave, is facing opposition from business groups like the Missouri Chamber of Commerce and the Missouri Restaurant Association. Lawmakers are considering changes, with two bills under review that would exempt workers under 20 or 21 years old, as well as businesses with fewer employees, from the wage increase. Supporters argue the law is needed to ensure workers show up and stay employed, while critics warned that it could harm small businesses, particularly grocery stores, and lead to food deserts. The bills could soon advance for a vote in the State House. A winter weather advisory is in effect from 3 a.m. till 9 p.m. today, with total snow and sleet accumulations of up to 3 inches and ice accumulations of 0.2 inches possible. Slippery road conditions are possible both during the morning and evening commutes today. Keep your radio on 1021 The River and streaming live online at 1021theriver.org for all the latest winter weather information and the latest weather reports every hour. I'm Rob Hamilton, KMRV Metro West News, brought to you by the generous support of Wengel Protective Services on 1021 The River.